Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid Al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في سورة النحل: إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. الله سبحانه وتعالى says: Surely Allah commands to justice, to excellence, and to giving to relatives, and forbids immorality and wickedness and oppression. Allah instructs you, Allah admonishes you, so that you can remember. قال ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه: إنها أجمع آية في كتاب الله لخير يتمثل ولشر يجتنب. وقال الحسن البصري رضي الله عنه أو رحمه الله: إن الله تعالى جمع الخير كله وجمع الشر كله في هذه الآية. ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه says that this is the most comprehensive ayah in the whole Quran. Because of the good that it calls to, the good that comes out of this ayah, and because of the evil that this ayah prevents or forbids. And Hassan Basri said a similar statement where he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala combined all of the good and combined all of the evil in this ayah. And it's an ayah that we need to take and internalize. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the ayah saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ, stressing the importance that it is Allah that is commanding. What is He commanding to? He is commanding first and foremost to عَدْل, which we translate to as justice. And whenever we mention justice or we mention عَدْل, the first thing that comes to mind is the qadi, the judge. This is the judge's job, to judge with justice. Or maybe the leader, to rule with justice. But the reality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded to adl, and it is such a comprehensive thing that applies to all of us in so many ways. What is adl? Adl is giving every person, everyone, everything its due right. And that first starts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah commands us to give Him subhanahu wa ta'ala His due rights. And that's very, very comprehensive. It's a really meaningful statement in itself. And then, on top of that, this word adl also encompasses giving due rights to the creation. Giving due rights to our parents. Giving due rights to our family members. Giving due rights to our neighbors, giving due rights to those in the community, giving due rights to those that are poor, giving the due rights and give due rights. And just the ayah here in itself is such a comprehensive ayah and is commanded to so much. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wal ihsan. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. Almost to put, once you've completed the adl, once you've given and you've done your due rights, the things that you have to do, then exceed upon that. Reach ihsan, reach this high level of excellence. Don't just make do with mediocre. Don't make do with just passing. Aim for the top. Fulfill the potential Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made two very general statements. Because this adl is adl in so many ways, as mentioned. And as likewise, the ihsan is ihsan in so many ways. Ihsan in your salah, ihsan in your Quran, ihsan to your parents, ihsan, ihsan, ihsan. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala singles out one thing and makes something, a very particular point, and says that you need to take care of your relatives. Giving to your relatives. Everything was left general, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came with something very specific. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pointing out the importance of our families. Mentioning some very general statements about your religion. Things that encompass your whole religion. And then take care of your family. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say, spend on your family. Wa'ita does mean to give. But maybe it also means to give your attention. To give your time. How many family members have you, how much time have you taken out and just ask someone that's close to you, a family member, you know, how are you going? Actually finding out, what are the things going on in their life? How can you help them? What are the issues that they're going through? Making our family unit stronger. And note that this ita'i dhil-qurba is already embedded there in the adl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like repeating it multiple times, as if to emphasize that responsibility you have on your families. You need to give adl, ay adl to your family, ihsan, ihsan to your family, and you need to give to your family. It's like it's been repeated three times. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids three things. And you can see just the beauty of this ayah, how He commands to three and He forbids to three. How He commands and forbids, and this encompasses our religion. We talk about this concept of taqwa, which is something that we as Muslims strive to meet. What is taqwa? Taqwa is doing what Allah commanded and staying away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade. So what is the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade in this ayah? He first forbade fahsha. What is fahsha? Fahsha is immorality. And it's a general statement and encompasses many things. Some of the scholars said that here fahsha means zina, adultery. But it's more encompassing than that. And we know the society we live in is an immoral society. By the standards that we have as Muslims, so much filth is out there. But we also need to realize that this fahsha also comes, for example, in our speech. Just the other day, I was very disheartened to have this group of youth, and I was actually giving them a lesson. So I'm like there about to teach them, you know, a religious lesson. And they were in front of me, and they just spat out some really disgusting words. And like, they had the nerve to do that in that situation. Sure, they might do it in the playground. They had the nerve to do it there. That means they're so used to it. It's become completely normalized to them. This filth that's coming out of their mouth. And who knows what other filth is in other parts of their lives. Guys, we need to ensure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this first. Stay away from this fahsha. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a more general statement afterwards when He says, wal munkar. وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. What's the munkar? كُلُّ مَا أَنْكَرَهُ الْإِسْلَامِ. Everything that Islam forbids. From kufr, disbelief, all the way to every single little, you know, bad deed. All of these are encompassed in the ayah when Allah says, يَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Al-munkar is all of these things that we know we need to be staying away from. وَالْبَغِي. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends it with baghi. And baghi is oppression. To oppress other people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a specific notion about this. Because that is a specifically bad type of action that we need to ensure that we're staying away from. أَقُولِ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. قال الله تعالى: إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends this ayah saying يعظكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs you instructs you so that you might remember. Now, what is a wa'ad? What is this instruction? This instruction is basically a call towards good and a forbidding against evil. Everything that I said today was something that you already knew. You already knew all of these things about your life that you have to do as a Muslim. I didn't come with any new thing that you might not have been aware of. Very basic things with respect to this religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continually instructs you. And this ending of the ayah encompasses the whole ayah in itself. Because it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs you to good, instructs you to stay away from evil. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ So that you might remember. Something that we need to continually put into our minds. Now, interestingly, you might have heard this ayah compared to, like, read many times in khutbah, towards the end of the khutbah. It's not necessary, it's not a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam per se to read this ayah. But very interestingly, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, one of the, as many scholars say, the fifth khalifa of Islam, commanded the khutbah in his period to read this ayah because previously there was a practice where they used to make comments about Ali radiallahu anhu, bad comments about him. So he commanded them to take this ayah in its place because this ayah actually inside of the ayah has a command to stay away from things like saying bad things about the sahaba. Yanha anil fahsha. And you might have heard it many times in the khutbah. And you might hear it again in the future. So take this ayah and try to apply these things in your life. These very generic principles, but very encompassing principles. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذابنا ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في الصين وفي سوريا وفي فلسطين وفي بورما وفي سائر بلاد المسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.